Hi everyone, it's the Ranchman here on the Above Top Secret Podcast Network. I'm just browsing here through the forum, and I have come across a topic that I enjoy. I've replied to it many times because, you know, I thought that it's pretty cool. So, yeah, this guy is talking about, his name is Necro99, he started the post, and I'm just reading down the list. He posted a thread called "A Plan to Infiltrate Area 51," and he says that we could buy a regular remote control plane or car, attach a camera to it, and fly over the base at night and take pictures. And people were, you know, just talking about their ideas, and you know, that would be really cool. So, later on in the post, at about the 26th page, this has gotten a lot of feed from this. On the 26th page of the thread, what was his user's name? Beacon said he found the perfect thing for our mission. And it's at uscavalry.com, www.uscav.com. And it's about an unmanned aerial vehicle that you can buy. And I'm going to read what it says on the page for you. It says, CSG provides a proven situational awareness service through its Eye in the Sky mobile broadband small unmanned aerial vehicle network. The UAV will detect, identify, and track objects of interest using hybrid multi-sensors with dynamic data fusion, maps in real-time video, VoIP, cellular, and video conferencing capabilities. And can communicate relevant information for analysis and effective response. Users will realize better security and economic benefits through improved situational awareness and fast response capabilities. Now, we really don't need to use that about that, but yeah, what we're going to use it for, it will be very, very good. I mean, just think about it, having a UAV fly over Groom Lake. It says, the Bat-3 is a small UAV that has proven mission capabilities, typically found only in larger UAVs. The Bat is a complete UAV system that can operate in full autonomous mode, no manned intervention or remote control required, and deliver high-quality video imagery and data. The aircraft has a 5-hour flight duration and a telemetry range of 10 miles. So if we would use the autonomous mode to fly over certain key points and then return, a 2.0 cubic inch gasoline or GPA fueled engine powers the aircraft and its muffler. And its muffler reduces the noise level to a nearly inaudible at an altitude of 750 feet. The engine can operate from several fuel types, gasoline, Jet A, pump, diesel, and JP8, without modification in the field. Typical altitude for operation is 100 to 1500 feet above the terrain, with a cruising speed of 30 miles an hour. The Bat can easily operate in limited visibility conditions without danger to persons on the ground or possibility of detection. The aircraft have flown under 200 foot cloud ceilings and gusty winds exceeding 250 miles per hour. Pusher engine configuration is used to permit unobstructed installation of sensors in the nose, and the Bat uses a gimbal turret camera system, that is automatically aimed at locations specified by the operator. The aircraft and its systems are modular in design for simple maintenance and replacement of damaged components. The airframe is constructed of Kevlar, carbon fiber, and aluminum with a 72-inch wingspan and a ready-to-fly weight of 22 pounds. This would be perfect for a Groom Lake survey. Now, the only thing I can see going wrong is having a place to take off from Tikaboo. Because Well, if we program the camera to move and look at certain points, well, it could fly over. Well, the camera will just be aimed down. The camera will be aimed down, and it would look at the target from there. It would look and then look back. We could program it to do that. I don't know. That's the only thing I can see wrong with that. And if we had to get within the 10-mile range, we would have to break law. Well, we're going to be doing this anyway, and we would have to hike into Bald Mountain or Freedom Ridge, and that is illegal. They have well, if we were to find a way to get around this, this would be absolutely perfect. So, I want to see what you guys think about this. Just tell me if you have any other theories or you want to adapt on my theory, fix some changes that you think might work. Yeah. So this is the Ranchman signing off of the Above Top Secret Conspiracy Podcast Network. This is the Ranchman signing off.